Amen.
Please be seated. In today's gospel reading, Jesus said to his apostles, "You receive without payment, give without payment." He had just given them the power to cast out demons and to heal the sick, and they were to exercise those gifts without any thought of personal gain. In other words, they were not to charge for their services. Now, to Jesus, this seemed a simple matter of fair play. This power had been given to them for free, and they were to use it in the same way. That which had been received without recompense was to be given without recompense. Now, we could certainly see the good sense of that for the apostles. It would have been shameful for those men to go out and profiteer on what Jesus had just given them. Now, we can well see that about others. But the test comes in applying that same logic to ourselves. But let's start with the things to which we can claim ownership. These are the things that we have worked for. We've earned them. They are all ours. Money might belong to this category. Now, most of us get up or have gotten up every morning before we retire and worked hard all day long. And at the end of a week or two, we would get our paycheck. Now, this is not a gift. We have bought it with a large chunk of our time and no small amount of toil and sweat. We have every right to claim it as our own. I would not dispute that for a single moment. Now, I know how hard some of you work. You deserve every penny that you are paid, probably more. So use that money to make your life better. Do all of those things that money is supposed to do for you. Provide yourself with a comfortable place to live. Drive as nice a car as you can afford. Eat good food. Wear nice clothing. The money that makes these things possible is yours. You have earned it. You have a legal right, and to a large extent, a moral right, to claim ownership. Some things belong to us because we have paid for the price for them. We've worked for them. This is an indisputable fact of life. And it could be argued that we can do with those things whatever we desire. But you see, then we come to another category. This is things that many people rarely think about. The things that have been given to us. We did not work for them. We did not earn them. They have come to us as a matter of grace. Now, for example, most of us have been surrounded with love from the day that we were born. Babies do not earn that. They're incapable of earning anything. And that they need is simply given to them because they need it. Now, you and I were treated the same way as infants. Did you know that if a baby does not feel love and attention from a caregiver, they can die? Now, later on, I don't know what your teenage years were like, but as incorrigible teenagers, we were loved when we were not very lovable. In a strict sense, we did not deserve love. And of course, we desperately needed it. But to most of us, it was freely given. Jesus said, "You receive without payment, give without payment." You see, he was actually appealing to our sense of fairness. If you have been loved when you did not deserve it, then love somebody else who does not deserve it. It's a simple matter of fairness. Now, on this point, let's revisit the issue of money. It is true that you and I have a rightful claim to the money that we have earned. But that does not mean that we have an unencumbered right to every penny. There is another aspect to the matter. Hard work is not the whole story. Now allow me to use myself as an example. I earned my living as a priest. In order to hold this position, I had to go to school and study. And I did that. First I went to college and got a degree, then I went to seminary and got a master's degree. I earned an education. But you see, I did not earn the physical and mental ability to pursue that course of study. They were simply given to me. They were sheer grace. I didn't build the school in which I studied. They were given to me. It was sheer grace. I think I have a right to say that I earned my livelihood, but it would be blind arrogance for me to clutch it to my bosom and say, it's mine, it's all mine. I did it all by myself. I can pat myself on the back. That's not true for me, and it's not true for you either. In large measure, our material possessions have to be recorded on the grace side of the ledger. They were given to us. Sure, we worked hard for them, but the ability to work hard is given to us. Some people do not have that. Some people would give anything to be able to get up in the morning and go to work for one day. Many of us do that every day, or we did it every day until we retired. That is a priceless gift. And Jesus said, you receive without payment, give without payment. So what do you think, folks? You think we should share some of what we have?
Yes.
Jesus said, it's only fair. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.